Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is the first of the month, October 1st, fourth quarter. How about that? It's going to be Thanksgiving and then Christmas before you know it.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It really is. Really nuts, man. I just texted Solana and Crowder during the break. I thought it was funny. There's a tweet from Kyle Krabs who said Mike McDaniels was asked by David Fioronis how he would characterize Cam Smith's time in Miami. And McDaniel responded, time. So he characterizes the time as time, which I think we all characterize
it. Best answer he's ever given in 5 years.
That really is a good answer. It's concise. It hits. I mean, yes. That tells you all you need to know. Mike McDaniel is the friendliest guy towards players of any coach you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you something if he didn't say something flowery like, oh, this guy will be great somewhere, just was never able to get the right footing with our organization. You know what I mean? Like, that's the typical McDaniel answer. For him to say time, they hated him.
They
couldn't believe that guy could not get on the field.
That was him being nice. To your point,
that was him being nice. Yeah.
Best thing he could have said.
Yeah.
You know, talking about McDaniel speaking, you know, I listen to Solana and Tobin and then just pepper Solana with text messages the whole time on
right.
Pregame.
But stop doing that, by the way.
I know. I'm gonna do it this Sunday. But when he talked about Darren Waller, he said, this guy, you know, when you're playing 11-on-11 football, he could be a mismatch. What other football are you going to play in the NFL? Like, he just says words.
Maybe if someone gets a red card and they're down like, a man.
Oh, no. 11-on-11 football, he could be a problem. What?
Yeah. Let's do 15 minutes of game day uncensored, speaking of peppering Solana with texts during his time with Tobin. Game day uncensored, by the way, this Sunday, 9 a.m. on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Game day uncensored, 15 minutes of it, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. From Pro Football Focus, here are the top and bottom offensive and defensive performers for the Dolphins from the game Monday night. All right. Mm-hmm. Five best grades on offense. Tyreek Hill, 93.5. Darren Waller, 90. Julian Hill, 79.6. That is Solana's guy. Jalen Waddle, 69.
Nice.
And A-chan. Cole Strange, 65.5. Not A-chan.
Wow.
Five worst grades on offense. And I don't know how Pro Football Focus does it. You might, Solana. I don't know what their parameters are for how they grade people out. The worst grades on offense, Larry Borum, 40.9.
He was brutal.
We saw him on his ass plenty. Alec Ingold, 47.4. He's like persona non grata all of a sudden in that offense. Yeah. You don't see him near the goal line. You don't see him near short yardage situations. I see him every now and then in the backfield, but there's no chance he's getting the ball.
I was just about to say they're grading him on 8 plays. That's why his grade is bad. He never plays.
Must have been terrible. Jonah Savainaya, 50. Malik Washington, 52. And Patrick Paul, 57.4, graded out as one of the top 5 worst on offense. I thought he had a decent game, but obviously he didn't.
Three of your linemen are your worst. That's scary.
Now, yeah, because you can't afford to do that against many teams. You were able to get away with it against the Jets. You might be able to get away with it against Carolina.
And Carolina, I think they got some – they're not a good team. I think they got a hell of a 5 pass rush. I don't know if Solana looked into it yet, but don't they have some ends?
I haven't really dived into it yet. But, look, there's a reason why
– Brian Burns. I'm thinking of Brian Burns who went to the Giants. Yeah, never mind. Mm.
There's a reason why they're able to shut out the Falcons, right? Like, you can beat any team, but you don't just shut out an NFL team, beat them by 30 points. So, I mean, this team's not good, but this also isn't going to be like a walk in the park either for the Dolphins, especially on the road.
But the Pats beat them by 30.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
That's good point. Good point.
they should whoop the Pats. Well,
I have one minute.
I'm about to do what you did early. They should whoop this team. Yeah, never mind.
I have like 1 minute to place a PCA prop for this Cubs game. Anyone have any interest in this? I've lost interest in this.
I'm good.
All right, I'll pass. I do see a push notification from ESPN. Domestic battery charge against Dolphins linebacker coach Ryan Crowe is being dropped, according to Andy Slater. There you go.
That sucks.
Here are the top 5 best graded players on defense from Pro Football Focus. Rasul Douglas, number 1, 85.8. Jack Jones.
Who?
Number 2. Jack Jones, 79.5. Jordan Brooks, 62.7. Minka, 61.9. And Matthew Judon, 61.8.
You know, I know Minka's fire hot.
Why?
Going from a team player that goes to playoffs every year to now being 1-3. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, like Jalen Ramsey's probably texting him just like pictures of practice and Applebee's with Tomlin.
Told you.
5 worst graded Dolphins on defense. Dante Trader Jr., a 30. Chop Robinson, 36.6. Kenneth Grant, 39.8. Ashton Davis, 45.5. And Matthew Butler, 47.8.
The defense worries me. Big picture. Not just coming off the Jets game. Big picture.
Which is weird. We did not think that that's what was going to be the worry going into the season.
Yep, front 7 was going to dominate and see what the DBs do. We're giving up 150 yards a game rushing.
Jack Jones, big punch out though, man.
It was.
Jack Jones probably changed the game there. Changed the game.
That was a what, 14-point swing?
I think a 4-point swing.
No, because the Dolphins were up 3-0.
They were up 3-0. They would have gone up 7-3. Yeah.
Okay.
The Jets would have gone up 7-3, but the Dolphins scored off that possession.
Right.
Yeah.
So, 14-point, because take 7 off this side, go
Jack
7 that
Jones.
Way.
Jack Jones. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Mike McDaniel did kind of discuss waving Cam Smith, aside from that one line you gave us, Hawk, where he just said, describing his time here as time, he said it was the best thing for the Dolphins, and it's also the best thing for Cam. Unfortunate, you don't see it going out that way. In a team sport, it didn't play out the way you see it when you invest in a player like that. We push for all efforts, and it didn't work out. Maybe it's a lesson he learns from. I wish him the best.
Would have been funny if McDaniel said, it's best for him and it's best for the team. Really bad for Chris Greer, though.
Yeah, that's a swing and a miss.
Yep.
yesterday we...
You know, speaking of swing and a miss, I saw a tweet from Joe Shad. I don't know if you saw this. To find this tweet. Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post tweeted out, Cam Smith, 2023, round two. Channing Tindall, 2022, round three. Hunter Long, 2021, round three. Noah Igbinoghene, 2020, round one. Michael Dieter, 2019, round three. Charles Harris, 2017, round one. Cordray Tankersley, 2017, round three. Joe Shad writes, some haven't worked out for the Miami Dolphins.
I can keep going. I thought
those
about
are high picks, man. Those are high picks. Those are only first, second, or third rounds. Those are high picks.
We were talking about it and popped up, but we moved on. That damn Deion Jordan. Boy.
Yeah.
We
all time.
Yeah, that's
all time.
One of the worst. The worst, probably. Because he wasn't number two pick overall or something crazy.
Traded up to get him.
Traded up at, I think, three.
Yeah.
To get him.
That was
a Greer, though. Like I don't consider that a Chris Greer move.
Yeah,
he might have been a part of the process at the time, but I don't consider that like his era, his tenure.
Who was that
for the team?
That Dennis Hickey or
Hickey or Jeff Ireland? But I just default to those guys because they were bums, you know. Yeah. I don't really remember
anything stupid. It was Jeff Ireland. I can't stand that man.
We yesterday talked about Jalen Waddle needing to be, you know, somebody more impactful. Can he produce like a wide receiver number one? Mike McDaniel was asked about that. Quote, we've looked at him as a wide receiver one. He's very much ready for this moment. He has seen himself as a one, and we've approached it the same way. There should not be an adjustment for Jalen.
I'm looking to see if there's any player props yet for the Dolphins game.
All those cute words, the potential, the impact of he got to be that dude. He has to have Pro Bowl numbers for this offense to run.
You saw Darren Waller revealed that he almost tore his quad early in camp. So that's why, you know, it took him a long time to get back. He had that hip injury, quad basically came off the hip, and he said he re-aggravated it before the opener, which is why he ended up being out until week four.
Player props are up for the Dolphins-Panthers game. Would you like to guess the over-under Jalen Waddle receiving yards?
Oh, 79.
Lana?
68.5.
60.5.
That's not that dude numbers.
And Devon Achan is at 34.5. So they're expecting, I think what a lot of us are expecting is that Achan, I wonder what his combined rushing and receiving yards total is going to be. I don't think that's up there yet.
No, I mean, they're expecting the Dolphins to run the football. And look, they beat the Jets. Tua threw for 170 something yards. Yeah. So yeah, you start piecing, okay, Malik Washington will get 30 to 40. Waddle will get 60. Devon Achane gets whatever. Darren Waller and the tight ends get this. You know, you can't go over 250. If Waddle's getting 100.
You want to guess passing yards for Tua Sunday?
Oh, low 220.
208.5.
222.5. How about Bryce Young, your boy?
308.5.
It's Similac. Little tiny little baby. Hey, I think they're gonna do, like you say, run the ball. They're gonna do more of those rollouts in the field. Those play action rollouts with Tua they did in the red zone. I think that's gonna be more of a full field. It's not going to be big pickups, but they got to do that more, move them around.
Oh, Tua rushing over is up 1.5 at minus 125, but still only 1.5.
I'm kind of, you and OG were joking about it, but I'm kind of with you. If it's under 5, 4, 5, I'll go with it. Anything over that is curtains.
You want another Bryce Young over under rushing yards?
8?
18.5.
11.5. About Devon Achane?
56.
Yeah, 99 the other day. I'd say 68, 69.
67.5. Nice.
Over.
Darren Waller, anytime touchdown, plus 275.
Wow.
Two touchdowns, plus 2,000. It was plus 3,000 the week before.
Now he's a double touchdown guy.
He won't do it again. He won't.
I dare you. I dare you.
I'm going to put in Darren Waller for a touchdown.
Yeah, right? Plus 275.
That's
kind of their red zone threat, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right? Because I thought it would be Ollie Gordon. I don't think so anymore. I think it's going to be Waller until he proves that he's not that dude.
And he was the primary target on the crazy catch.
Yes.
When he's the only one running back to the left, that was the play call, was him to get the ball. That's why Tua Turner just slung it.
Cedric Wilson is not going to practice because he had a minor procedure.
That's why.
He doesn't need to.
According to McDaniel, the Dolphins knew about it when they poached him off the Saints practice squad.
He's a gamer, son.
Practice. Hey, I'm Cedric Wilson.
And I didn't hear these comments, but I read it in the Herald this morning. Mike McDaniel likes what he has seen from tight end Julian Hill.
I just told you he's one of the highest graded offensive players from Pro Football Focus. He did have the 2-point conversion. Granted, that was 4 games ago, but we're still talking about it. And he hasn't had the drops or the penalties.
He hasn't jumped off.
Big part of his game used to be drops and penalties. And that's not a good part of a game. And that was a big part of his game. But he seems to have corrected that.
It's a power back. This is a speed guy. This is the drop penalty guy. Power runner.
All right, a couple of Heat notes. You saw Sasha Barkov was at Heat training camp today?
I did.
Yeah. Goran Dragic was at Heat training camp. Apparently, Eric Spoelstra revealed that he asked Goran to be on the coaching staff. Goran respectfully declined, but they're trying to find some sort of role for Goran.
He's dying to have some sort of role with the Heat for like six seasons now, even when he was playing for other teams.
Yeah,
after all that, he said no.
Yeah, but I don't know if
he doesn't want the
coach.
Grind of everyday coaching, which is a grind.
Yeah, he probably wants like a UD role or some sort of like, I guess Spo was talking about him in a mentorship role.
Hmm. Oh, look at this. Mike Cugno, Sealer rescheduled. I think Cugno's good to go next segment.
Hmm.
Oh, Jimmy, rough. There's going to be a rough phone call for you to get him on the line.
Jimmy, just lie. Act like it wasn't you.
Yeah, yeah. Just lie. And then just say, no hablo. No hablo.
When he answers, I just say, hola.
Yeah, just keep talking him in circles, Jimmy. Just talk him in circles.
He ain't talked too many people in circles.
Or double down. Just say, hey, what's up, jackass? You ready to go on with the fellas?
That's what we need.
Yeah, double down, Jimmy. You're going to get your ass beat. You might as well get your ass beat. I talked to Cugno during the commercial break, the first commercial break, just to make sure that he understood that we were goofing around. And he said he was really legitimately hurt by Solana calling him fat.
That gets him. Like a, you know, like a college girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta tread carefully around Cugno.
He's got like 4% body fat. Why would he be hurt by that? You hit him
on a sensitive topic, and now tonight he can only have one almond instead of two for dinner.
Lana, he has an eating disorder. You're not allowed to do that, bro.
Did I tell you guys that Ira Winterman showed me his nuts?
Yeah. So how were they? Because I only got the text picture. You were there with them. How were they?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, a lot bigger than I expected.
Hmm. Mm.
What were they? Almonds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was this at? Heat Media Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weird time. I'm never going.
No, I mean, we were there in the interview room. We just pulled him out in front of everybody.
Well, he carries him in a baggie. Actually, usually his wife carries them in a baggie, but he was allowed to take him to heat practice that day.
Yeah, so damn silly.
Don't you gotta have variation in your snacks?
I go into those phases where I do like something over and over again, but then I obviously work your way out of that. I don't know. How long has Ira been carrying around a baggie filled with almonds?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think I could eat a baggie filled with almonds multiple days in a week. Like I could do that one day and then.
Oh, I do that at night. Like if I want a crunchy, salty snack, almonds. I love almonds.
Yeah. It's funny you ask that because y'all make fun of me about it. I'm not like Brady Quinn where I don't snack, but my snacks aren't snacks. They're dishes. Like I snack on tacos.
At 3 o'clock you had tacos. Yeah.
I just ate a chicken breast during the last break. Like I snack on meals.
Huh.
You want one up like a grilled chicken breast over a bag of almonds?
No, not if it was snack time. I love snacks.
Time.
I love snacks.
You sit on a carpet with your friends and eat snacks.
Television time at night after dinner, that's snack time.
You're a grown man. There's no, you don't put time at the end of what you're doing.
Yeah, but I do snack time. And I am right now addicted to RC Cola Zero.
Really?
I mean, when's the last time you've had an RC?
RC Cola has a budget to make a zero?
Right. So I'm at Publix the other day. I got this new drink fridge at the house. So
you've got some bad habits, bro. I gotta be honest.
The worst.
Yeah.
Nothing like an RC Zero and some Goldfish crackers. Oh, I mean, is this heaven?
Sit on the floor, snack time, play with Legos.
I do like to sit on the floor when I snack in front of the TV. I do. I like to sit on the floor.
Do you play Duck Duck Goose before or after snack time, Hawk?
Him and Lori run around the couch.
If you guys don't like snack time, that's on you. I will never, never tell
love
you.
Love snack time.
Crowder,
yeah,
Crowder, don't
snack time.
Don't pay for a daycare for your youngest. I'll take my nephew. You take your son to Hawk's house. It's like the
I don't think he'll like all the freedom that I give everyone during snack time, though. It's not very structured. Whenever you're in the mood for the next snack, you just walk right over to the cabinet and grab another one.
Hawk would call the police on Chaz. I'm in my closet. He's crazy.
No, so I go, we've got this drink fridge, and I've been in this 7-Up Tropical Zero mode.
Have you ever had
7-Up Tropical?
I drank it on the show about a week ago.
It's unbelievable, right?
Yes, yes.
In fact, that's what I'm drinking out of this little coffee mug right now. Because I had a coffee earlier today. I don't like to have two coffees in a row. And we went to a little coffee shop for a latte earlier. So now I'm drinking my 7-Up Tropical Zero. Well, I'm at Publix the other day, and I don't normally buy cans. I like bottles, but because we got this drink fridge, it can't just be bottles. There's spots for cans. So I'm like, and 7-Up Tropical only comes in cans, doesn't come in bottles. But I'm in this phase. So it was buy two 7-Up products, the 12 packs, get one free. Hmm. Well, I don't want 36 cans of 7-Up Tropical. Well, guess what they have from 7-Up? RC Cola Zero. So I go, you know what? I'll take a flyer on an RC Zero. I don't even remember what RC tastes like. I don't know if I ever had an RC. It's delicious.
Is it Pepsi, Coke? What does it taste more like?
Yeah, I think a little closer to Pepsi than Coke.
Hmm. Love Pepsi.
It tastes a little closer to an EBT card than, say, a platinum card.
Not
everything in life can be champagne and caviar. All right, let's have time for Cunha. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, your weather in South Florida right now, it's in the 80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Mike Cugno from CBS4 surprises us with a surprise appearance in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cuño is a sports anchor on CBS4 and host of Dolphins Weekly Live. You see him nationally at times on CBS Sports HQ. And we had an unfortunate moment in the 2 o'clock hour today when we thought Cuño was canceling on us, and because he had a Zach Seeler interview that got moved to 3:20. And so we thought he was canceling on us, and we had Jimmy call him, say, "You're a jackass," and then hang up the phone immediately. And now Cuño, you know, Seeler canceled on him. So now Cuño can call in, and now Jimmy feels terrible for calling him a jackass. And we don't know why Jimmy did that. Cuño, he went off script. That's not what we were suggesting on the air. So will you accept his apology?
Saying Crowder, because Crowder's a nice person, because I'm getting tweets from everyone saying Solana and Hawk are saying mean things about you.
No. On the contrary, I always say nice things about you. Jimmy said, "I want to call him and tell him he's a jackass," and then Solana called you fat.
I said, "I respect a man that works."
Yeah. Are we all right, though, Cuño? We squash it?
Why don't we see how this goes, and then I'll let you know afterwards. How about that?
All right, fair enough. So your life is still in danger, Jimmy. I tried to squash it early. Whether you believe the Dolphins won because they played well, or you believe they won because the Jets are awful, you have to agree that the Dolphins have gotten better week after week. And for me, I extrapolate that as a sign that Mike McDaniel never lost the locker room, even though we thought he did.
Correct. And I think everyone's been playing hard. It's been a frustrating season. I also think you got to look back and say, hey, some of these teams that the Dolphins played earlier in the year are probably better than you thought they were, like the Patriots and like the Colts. So I think maybe you take a little bit of grain of salt, especially after the Bills game. You saw how they basically hung toe-to-toe with them for, you know, essentially, 58 minutes, almost an entire game. I think it was kind of building towards that. You're talking about a couple of mistakes away against Buffalo from possibly winning that game, or at least sending it to overtime. You never got the sense that anyone quit here. At least that's my take on it. And, you know, I give the Jets even a little bit of credit. Obviously, they've got their own issues, but it's not like they didn't rally against the Tampa Bay Bucks, who a lot of people think could be, you know, outside chance for a Super Bowl contending team. They made that game interesting. You know, they almost ended up beating the Steelers early in the year. So it's a good win. However you want to look at it, a win in the NFL is a win. I think there's a lot of positives to take away. Obviously, stopping the run needs to get fixed. But on a whole, you just got to feel better.
Mike, 4 games in, what is the Dolphins' strength? What is the strength of this team?
Devon Achane, I think. I think the fact that he's still able to get basically 100 all-purpose yards every game, that they certainly have something. That's with Tyreek Hill in there. That's without. The fact that he's such a multiple type of player in the pass game and run game, to me, that's their strength. He's arguably one of the more talented guys on that field when Tyreek's not in there. And I know you're looking for something you can kind of hang your hat on, but at the moment, that's what it is. It's maybe ball control. You know, the fact that they can put together some of these long drives with Devon Achane and with Tua, that's where I kind of lean.
Do they have an identity, Cuno? Because to start the season, I think we talked about it where I said, what is the Dolphins' identity? Are they going to try to be a run-first team? Are they just going to put the ball into Tua Tagovailoa's hands? Are they going to be able to be more physical? And I don't think any of us truly knew exactly what their identity was going to be. And I wonder, through four games, like, have they actually established an identity, or is it still more of a fluid situation?
I think you would have liked to establish something early on, but it's definitely a fluid situation, because I think going into the season, the identity would have been they can hang their hat on the front seven. We've talked about that ad nauseum. But stopping the run hasn't been there, so they can't get to the other things they want to do. Although there were moments where they were able to force fumbles, they were able to get to Justin Fields last week. But on the whole, this is just going to be a team that's going to have to fight and claw and scratch for most of their wins this season. I think they probably take care of business against Carolina, but anything going forward, if you want to give them a little bit of credit, is they've dealt with a lot of adversity early on. Maybe that helps them going forward down the season. Because you look at a team like the Chargers, they've lost a good chunk of their offensive line now too. So they're probably not the same team that they were hoping to be in this season. Watching Justin Herbert take those big steps, their right tackle is out, their left tackle is out. That's something down the road the Dolphins can probably take advantage of. They've dealt with adversity a lot. The fact that they're trying to hang in there, maybe that's kind of their identity, something they could hang their hat on, that they're just going to have to power through. They're going to have to be that scrappy team, and I think every week is probably going to look a little different.
Hey, did Darren Waller's game on Monday night, did that make the decision not to renegotiate with Jonnu Smith the right decision?
You know, I'm not ready to say that yet, because Jonnu Smith set franchise records for a tight end last year. Now, part of that was because of the quarterback situation, and Jonnu was there to bail them out a lot. We'll see. We'll see if Waller can stay healthy throughout the year, but you certainly liked what you saw, especially a threat in the red zone. The fact that he can go up and catch a ball, basically – like, I think the last person we saw have that kind of ability in the Dolphins offense was maybe Mike Gesicki. He made some of those catches. So it's been a while since we've seen that kind of play from a tight end in terms of ball skills, you know, out in the middle of the field or in the red zone. And I'm not ready to say it's worth it, but certainly his relationship with Frank Smith is probably going to go a long way here with him in terms of getting acclimated and developing a relationship with Tua in this offense. So it's too early to tell, but it was nice to see that. And it was almost like a byproduct, like, man, you lost Tyreek Hill, but there is now this added addition and wrinkle and something we haven't seen in the offense with Darren Waller. And I think that's also what makes the Tyreek Hill injury, you know, even tougher to swallow. It was like, what could have been with this offense if Darren Waller looked this good?
Yeah, and speaking of that injury, Mike, do they change the offense? Because you can see when Darren's in the game with the tight end, double tight ends, they have the bootleg stuff mm-hmm. and all. But just their normal offense we're used to watching. Is it just Jalen Waddle's now Tyreek, Malik Washington's now Jalen Waddle, or do they have to adjust it more than just that?
Well, I think you know, Mike kind of alluded to it earlier this week that, you know, when Tyreek was dealing with the oblique injury during camp, how Malik Washington was able to get valuable reps with the ones and with Tua. And that's important, right? So it's not like all of a sudden you're throwing in guys who have never really practiced with the first team offense. So I think that's, you know, a little bit of a silver lining there from what came out of camp. But what I liked, I mean, you saw Tua on the play action and just kind of just moving where he's throwing the ball, not having to sit there in the pocket. Yes, he even scrambled a little bit, and everyone got a little worried when he took that shot to the head. But the fact that I think that they're kind of moving Tua and not just keeping him back there behind the center, I think that is also going to end up paying dividends. I like that little addition they've made to the offense. Can you replace Tyreek Hill, that speed, that threat? No, they're going to have to figure it out. But there have been drives, long sustained drives this season that have come with Tua spreading the ball out to like six or seven different guys. And I think to me, that's the formula, is you got to spread the wealth. You know, Jalen Waddle's got a lot of speed. He can still do some of those things that you hope that, you know, that Hill was doing. You just don't have two of those guys now. But I think Malik is a guy you can definitely trust.
Who are you rooting for Saturday night, Canes or FSU?
You know, I really want to see the Canes get into a playoff, especially here, because it could be a lot of fun to see. They could potentially play all but one playoff game on the road, with the Orange Bowl being a quarterfinal game and a national title game here. The Canes really have an interesting dynamic or situation this season, especially not leaving the state of Florida till November. I'm not going to give you an answer on that because I'm going to say
I've noticed.
Journalist. Yeah. You like how I dance? You like how I bob and weave there?
Notice. I mean, you put it on the billboard.
Broadcast professional.
You're going to be out at the Amarant Bank Arena on Tuesday, Panthers opener?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course we'll be there. Why wouldn't we be? By the way, what? Well, I'm just waiting to get invited to the box. I haven't been invited to the box.
I was going
to
ask you if you're going to join us on the broadcast.
Oh, I got a Zach Sealer interview. I got to handle. Sure. We'll see.
That's crazy.
I'll be there.
Mike asked you to get in the box to watch the game. You asked him to come work more.
That is interesting. That's an interesting dynamic. Do you do snack time at night? Mike, do you do snack time for yourself? Not for your kid, for yourself. Snack time?
No, it's usually approaching. So I work out after work, so I go to the gym usually midnight. So it's usually just a protein shake and then bed. There's no snack time.
What an awful life.
Yeah. By the way, I'm looking, guys, if you could help me out, I'm looking for a new person to join us on the Sunday night show to talk Heat, because Solana was saying some mean things about my figure. So we're gonna have to pivot here, as Crowder would say.
That's fair. You have Zaslow's number?
No, I don't. I don't.
All right. Solana will text it to you.
Okay.
All right. See you, Cuno. We love you.
Bye, guys. Love you too.
Solana, you may have talked yourself out of your CBS 4 gig.
It's your fault. I don't know why.
My fault? I didn't tell you to call your boss fat.
When you put it that way, perhaps not the wise.
You're so comfortable calling me fat, you forgot you're not really supposed to do that around the people you work with.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm so lying.
All right. 4 o'clock hour is
you are fat
up.
Though. I just want to point that out one more time. Yeah. Okay.
All right, doubling down. All right. Yeah, like you're gonna lose the CBS 4 gig and the Hockman Crowder and Solana gig.
Sorry, Tubby.
Jimmy, would you change your name to Solana? Because we got to save money on the billboards, so we can get your picture up there. But I don't think we can change the name.
Sure.
All right, there you go. I think we have a plan B just in case things fall through. 4 o'clock hour's coming up. We'll get headlines. Danny Cannell is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. He will not be afraid to say which team he's rooting for on Saturday night. Yeah.
100%.
That'll be FSU, obviously.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left half. Snap is down. Bunyan's kick is on the way. And it's no good. It's not ready. It's one right. The Canes win. The Canes beat Florida State 27-24. My goodness. You.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.